Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to Dove Ministries of Love, a production of Dove Ministries. Join Apostle Diane as she shares wisdom from the Word of God about topics that we are faced with in our lives every day. Listen with an open heart and spirit as you can receive impartation and understanding. We are taking prayer requests and your questions live at 1-347-857-4133. Let the anointing of God lift your burdens and destroy yokes of bondage in your life. You will never be the same. Our website is www.dove-ministries.com.
Hey, everybody. Apostle Diane here. Now, if I could say something, in the county of Rockwall, Texas, out in the country. Praise God. I'm so glad that you have tuned in today. And, you know, I'm just blessed every single week that you tune in because God is moving. And he is moving by the power of his Holy Spirit. And he is touching people all over the earth. I just have to say, what an incredible blessing to know. And I just want to bless our listeners in Canada, Kay, in Norway, in Sweden, in France, the Philippines, Saudi Arabia. What a blessing that you're listening to the program, and it's such a blessing to know that there's no distance in the spirit, and God is faithful to, he's just faithful to draw people by his glory, and so thank you for tuning in, and I just pray today that what the Lord has me to share, that it will bless you, that you will receive it, receive the information for your mind, but that you'll receive the impartation of the Holy Ghost by the power of the Holy Spirit. Amen. You know, we are in an amazing time of awakening, crying out and praying for that awakening to take place. And you know, it's beginning to manifest. And so we have to know that we must embrace this that the Holy Spirit is doing, and how he is wooing us, and how he is drawing us and calling us to wake up. And so, you know, today I'm going to get started here in just a little bit, but I do want to welcome each one of you again today. I want to ask you to just, whenever you, if you do decide that you would like prayer for anything, that you make sure that, I've been sharing this on the recent programs, but I want to pray with you, but I want to be in agreement with you specifically for things. And so I don't mind you calling and me praying for you, but this program has never been about prophesying over people, even though that happens. You know, the prophetic word of the Lord does come forth at times, but it's more that, again, that I can be in agreement with you concerning what you are believing and trusting God for and to come to pass. And so, So get ready. Towards the end of the program, we'll take out some time that I can take your calls. And so, you know, I want to invite those of you who are in the Dallas-Fort Worth area this weekend. I want to come out on Saturday evening at 6 o'clock. And my good friend, my dear brother, Damon Stewart, is going to be with us. Now, if you've never heard Damon Stewart, go to damonstewart.com, and you can listen to his worship His style is a lot like Terry McAlmon's, although he has his specific style that he ministers, and the Lord just comes. You know, he just opens up in that place of worship, and God comes, and it's just powerful. It's a blessing. You can just come, and some of the expressions that have been used before is you can come and soak, just bask in the presence of God and soak in his presence. I think that's how they say it. And so, at any rate, you will be blessed. Glory to be poured out. I'm expecting miracles to happen. And it's just going to be a really, really blessed time. And so, again, that is Saturday evening at 6 p.m. And you can call the church if you need further info about it, information. It's 972-772-5544. Praise God. Well, praise God. God is so good. And, you know, one thing I love about this program is that God is a God of diversity. And, you know, every single week is different. Sometimes it's adding on to what has been from the week before. Sometimes it's part of a quote-unquote like series that I've been doing. But it's always fresh. And that's what I love about God is that he never lets me down. He's always faithful to speak through me what will minister to you and to minister to those wooing and drawing to bring into that place of growth and into that place of fellowship. And, you know, we're living in such a time, and it always has been a time for a change, but it truly is a great time for change. And, you know, it's time for a breakthrough. We've been talking about breakthroughs. And, you know, if you're breaking through something, that means that there's also a birthing that is taking place. There's a birthing of the new in your life. And so God is feeding the hungry, and he's filling the thirsty. And, wow, again, what a blessing it is to know that God doesn't bring us to the place where we're at, the place where you're at today. He didn't bring you there to leave you there. And guess what? God is still moving mountains. Someone needs to hear this. God is moving your mountain. We are to have faith in God. That's our responsibility and our quote-unquote job, if you will, and that is to have faith in God. And God will move the mountain, and he will do it again and again and again and again because he's so faithful. He's just faithful to do it. And so trust him that the mountain is going to be moved so that you can continue to walk in and you continue to move forward. You know, I want to encourage you today to not be afraid of the new ways and, well, just the new ways of this new day that you're stepping into. But you have to be willing to let go of the past, because your future is not in your past. And so although your past is a very intricate part of bringing you to this time in your life right now, it's only your past is like they're places of stepping stones that bring you into the new place that God has. Wow, is it ever a new day? I'm telling you, you know, you really do know when something is a new day, when you just feel kind of lost in it. You know, you feel lost. You feel like, okay, is this really the will of God? Am I in the right place? Is this where I'm supposed to be? And that's the whole thing about trusting God in the new place, because it is a new place. If it's an old place, then you already know about it, and you have that peace and that confidence and contentment. But when you're moving into the new place, when you're breaking through into a new place, it's all new, and you really, truly feel like you're wandering. You know, you feel like you're wandering around. Is this God? Is this really you? One thing I'm learning in this new place is what God has said, and what, or I should say, what Jesus said in His Word. In the Word, you know, when Jesus was in the wilderness, the Spirit of God led Jesus into the wilderness. And remember, there He was tempted. And He said that it is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. God's word is life and spirit. And so, you know, again, God's not going to lead you somewhere and just leave you there. He's so faithful to bring you into your place of inheritance. And I just come into agreement with the Word of God over your life today, bringing you into your place of inheritance. But remember, He said that my thoughts are not your thoughts and my ways are not your ways. And so we have to remember, that in that new place, you are going to feel uncomfortable, you're going to feel lost, and you're really not going to be sure. You really don't have that surety if you are in the right place. But praise God, as we seek Him and we find Him in that place, He gives us that peace and He gives us that assurance that we are in that place. And, you know, this is so precious. It's I know last week, you know, I was sharing about the new place and walking in it, and that you have to learn how to rest. When you get into that new place and you learn to rest in that place, it's like you learn to rest in it. And although you're not, it seems like you're really not making any progress, or you're not really making any, it's like you're not really taking any steps, but you learn to find that rest. And it was so funny, as I was talking about resting in the presence of God, resting in that place and knowing that you've stepped into a new place. You know, when a mother has a baby, in the beginning, when that baby is resting or when that baby is sleeping, the mama, if she's smart, she's going to be resting during that time that baby is sleeping. That mama is going to get rest. Now, sometimes it doesn't work out like that. Sometimes, you know, a new mother can get so busy in doing when the baby's asleep, thinking that she needs to be doing all of this stuff. And really what that mama needs is she needs to rest. And so we have to understand, when we move into that new place, we must learn to rest in God's presence. And so as I'm sharing that word, and, you know, it was such a blessing to be able to share it. And then I end up getting a prophetic word last week myself, which is really a very unusual, pretty raw thing. But part of that word was that the Lord is saying that you are exactly where you are supposed to be right now, and just keep resting in Him. And, oh, my goodness, I just about lost it, because it's just so comforting when you're in that place. And it's like really you know, there are things that are happening, but then on the flip side of that, there are things that aren't happening. I know that sounded probably just really spiritual, but unspiritual. There are things that are happening, but there aren't things that are happening. Because you're learning, you're being in Him. It's like the new has been birthed. The new has come forth. But you have to find that place of rest in Him, and you have to lean up on Him. You have to learn to lean up on Him and rely upon Him in that place. And so God is, again, He is so faithful, and I'm so grateful that He is faithful. I'm so grateful that He is willing to help us to walk along this journey where we don't really understand or see things from in how we need to see them, but when we just rest in Him, He takes care of it. Now, this is a real familiar scripture text, I'm sure, with several of you. In Isaiah, in chapter 43, he says, "Remember ye not the former things, neither consider the things of old." Listen, if you want to stay in the past, and if you really don't want to move forward, a good way to kill new beginnings is to stay in the past and to remember things and how they were done. The whole thing in trusting God in the new place is that you're doing new things. You're doing things a different way. Your walk is different. Your talk is different. You don't talk the same anymore. You know, you begin to see the wisdom. It begins to come out of you, and you act surprised at times at what comes out of your mouth. You're learning. As I said a while ago, God's word says, He said, "My thoughts are not your thoughts, and my words are not your words." And so as we're changing and becoming more like Him, we begin to speak those words. We begin to speak His thoughts. And then they start coming up out of us. And again, we don't recognize sometimes right off, this is the metamorphosis that's taking place. This is the change that's going on. This is the newness. You can't be in a new day and not be showing that you're walking and talking a new way. And so many people are frustrated. Well, how do you get into that new place? You change. You have to keep on changing. It's like that message is never going to change. God is never going to change. But you and I are the ones that have to keep on changing. And so he said, "Remember not the former things, neither consider the things of old." And man, I shared with y'all a couple of weeks ago, about 3 weeks ago, that I'm so waiting. I'm so ready to see. And I'm going to get all emotional. I'm so ready to see a change in an area that I have been standing for so many years. And it's just like, man, remember I shared, you know, you almost get that thought of, okay, well, why don't I just go to somewhere and drink some margaritas or, you know, and y'all just have to forgive me if that's what you do, but that's not what I do and that's not what I have done for, 30 years now. But it's like, you know, because we look for a way of escape, thinking that we're going to feel better. And you only feel better for a few moments, and then it's gone. And so here I've been standing and standing, and it's like, and I'm telling you, the enemy wants to pull you into the past. He wants you to think on the old. He just wants you to look back. The enemy will never encourage you to look forward. So I guarantee you, if you're always looking backwards, if you're always looking at the old and you allow your thoughts to stay there, then that's where you'll go. and it's like a car stuck in mud, and your wheels are spinning. Your wheels are going around and around and around and around, and you're not going anywhere. You're not getting anywhere. And so, you know, it's like I've just been like, oh, my goodness, Lord. You know, but he says, don't, but remember, you must cast down when you have a thought that is negative and it does not bring life to you. You must cast that down within 30 seconds, because after 30 seconds, that thought will begin to become a stronghold. And that stronghold eventually will become a place of a battle in your mind, because the battleground is in the mind. That's why we have to change our mind. That's why we have to renew our mind. That's why we have to get the Word of God in us, so that our mind is renewed, so that our mind is thinking, so that we're planting seeds. We're planting these seeds of faith by speaking the Word of God and what God says, so that when the old comes up, we don't find ourselves fighting, trying to get out of that place. He said, behold. He says, behold, take notice. You know, whenever, very interesting. I mean, I love to study, because the Bible says that to study, to show yourself approved. And so I love to study things, but when we behold, every time I see that, and God's word says behold, behold means to see or observe either a thing or a person, especially a remarkable or impressive one. So we know that everything that the word says is impressive in our hearts. It impresses our hearts and causes an impact in our life. But when we're beholding, we're observing it, we're seeing it, we're viewing it, we're watching it, we're witnessing it, we're gazing upon it, we're surveying it. That's what that word behold means. It means to look at something. And so I take notice of scriptures whenever I see that, and it starts off, he says, behold, I will do a new thing. Now it shall spring forth. Shall ye not know it? I will even make a way in the wilderness and rivers in the desert. Wow. Wow. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And so I love that. He said, behold, he said, I will make a way. That settles it right there. It doesn't matter where we're at in it, in the place that we're standing and that we're believing God. I will make a way. And he says, and I love what the Amplified says. He says, behold, I'm doing a new thing. Now it springs forth. Do you not perceive and know it? And will you not give heed to it? I will even make a way in the wilderness and rivers in the desert. And so what he's saying is that I need for you to perceive this and to know this, but also to heed to it. And that seems to be the hard part. It's heeding to the new place, because we're trying to find that place of balance. We're trying to find that place of, okay, do I do this or do I not do this? And so we are definitely corporately, but also individually, but corporately, we are in that new place. He even talked about it in chapter 42. He said, I am the Lord, that is my name, and my glory will I not give to another, neither my praise to graven images. He said, behold, the former things are come to pass, and new things do I declare. Before they spring forth, I will tell you of them. Wow. I love that. He said, I will tell you of them. He said, I will show you. And he said, and I will tell you. So then when we get into that new place, you have to learn in the midst of, I love how Joyce Myers, I mean, this was years ago, a saying that she had, new level, new devil. You have to understand that every new place that you step into, there's going to be a new devil. What you defeat in the place where you are, be a new adversary there. There's going to be a new enemy there. There's no door that you will step through and no new territory that you will step onto that there will not be a new adversary or enemy that you will fight. And then as you're walking along, there will eventually, some of the old enemies will try to come, but they can't. You've already defeated in every stage of life, in every area that you are walking in. The enemy, you learn to overcome, and you overcome by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of your testimony. And so you overcome, and regardless of what is going on, that of whatever the enemy is trying to stir up, and remember, our battles, a lot of times, okay, God uses to mold us and to make us. But the thing is that in the process of that, is that the enemy wants to use it, the enemy wants to take that, and he wants to use it to make it into something that it's really not with people. And so we have to understand that whenever God brings us into that new territory, there's going to be sometimes there are people that are just going to pop up all of a sudden, people that you haven't heard from, people that you haven't talked to in quite some time. And you immediately, you're going to remember the struggle that you had with that person. And here you are, God's doing a new thing. You've stepped over into a new place. And so, unfortunately, the enemy will try to use people. He does. He uses people just like God uses us. And so he will come, the enemy will come, and will try to use people and he'll cause them, he'll send them, and then all of a sudden they'll show up, and you're like, okay, I haven't talked to you in how many years, I haven't seen you, I haven't heard from you, and now you're going to show up, and you want to, what? You know, the enemy works very subtly like that, and then sometimes you'll fall for the prey of thinking that people are there, because, you know, because God has ordained them to be there, or you're thinking that they're there now in your life and that everything is cool, that and it's really, it's just a setup of the enemy. And so there's a place in advancing in the things of God and gaining and discerning, walking in that discernment and gaining insight that you'll be able to see. And you have to keep, you have to guard your heart. You know, every time you step into a new place of faith and you know it has sprung forth, you know that things are different, you have to realize that, you know, this is, I have to guard my heart. I have to protect it because, again, and this is not, I'm not focusing on the enemy, but the enemy will use people to pull you and to try to pull you right out of that new place that you have stepped into. And so I don't know who this is for today. I know that the enemy can trick you and try to make you think that someone has changed when they haven't. That was a Selah moment. I know that the enemy will try to make you think that everything's cool. And the only thing that's going on and the only thing that is happening is the enemy is trying to pull you and trying to take you back into your past. And so sometimes remembering not the former things and not considering the things of old, it requires us to move on from people. Sometimes, you know, you find with those people, sometimes you have to love people from a distance because there's some people that cannot be in your present, and nor will they be in your future. You know, a brother and a sister in the Lord is a brother and a sister in the Lord. But you really have to guard your heart. You really have to, you know, protect yourself. And it's hard. You know, it's hard to develop saying that, you know, the Holy Spirit will teach you and He'll show you how to have elephant skin. You know, because the elephant skin is really, really, really tough. It's very, very tough. Elephant skin is. And at the same time, He'll teach you how to have a pliable heart, a soft heart, you know, so that you can still skin, and you have to toughen up so that you don't fall for the praise of the enemy, because the enemy doesn't want you resting in God's presence. The enemy always wants to keep you uptight. He wants to keep you on the go. He wants to keep you just freaking out all the time and always busy, always running, always doing this, always doing that. And God wants you to rest, even in the place where you can't really even see your way. It's like when you go into a new home, to that front door, you walk maybe possibly through a foyer, and then you start going into the different rooms of that home. You've never been in that home before, so you don't know what it's going to look like. You don't know what that room is going to consist of. And then you start walking through that home, and you start discovering. And you see the dining room, you see the computer room, you see the playroom, and you can see the rooms now. But it's a whole different story once those rooms are filled with what belongs to you. And so when God, now listen to this, so when God opens something up to you in the spirit realm, it's, and what's by the spirit, once you learn it's how to survive in that place, you learn how to live in that place, and you begin to become accustomed to what is in that room, what is in that place, what the benefits of that room is. And then you begin to exercise your anointing, your authority. You begin to exercise faith, and you begin to take possession of the inheritance that God has given to you. And so when you do that, then that room becomes a place that you end up and you can invite other people into. And when they come in, they're affected by the accessories that are in that room. They're affected by the things that have filled that room. And it's similar that's a similar way of saying what goes on with you and I as we step into new ways because of the new day that has manifested in our lives. And so, and then, you know, we step into that place, we begin to have a taste bud for what is new, the Lord. And it's like, if you will, you begin to set up camp in that place. And then all of a sudden, you know, you're getting adjusted into that new place. And then here comes the enemy. And then you start thinking, well, is this really the right place? Am I really on the right track? That's why you have to keep on trusting God. Keep on having faith in God. And any mountains that get in the way, he's going to move them. Because he's the mountain mover. We speak to the mountain, but we don't move it. We speak to the mountains and we have faith in God. And God moves it because he's the mountain mover. Stand in that place of, you know, that's just an amazing place of just a peace that comes. And so every phase that we go through, every stage that we go through, again, it's like that metamorphosis of a butterfly. You know, there's so much for us to gain and to grow and to learn and to partake of. But nevertheless, in every single one of those places, we have to learn how to rest. And I just yawned. I can't believe that. I just yawned. Oh, goodness. I guess the word is manifesting. Oh, my goodness. I don't think I've ever done that publicly. And I tried to cover it up really good. But, oh, God, it's so good. But, wow. And that's how it was, you know, Sunday morning, the anointing was so strong. Literally, when the service was over, and it was like one something. Yeah, that's right. I said one something. It was like 1:30, 1:40, 1:45. It was, you know, late. And the anointing was just so strong that I sat there in that chair. And after I ministering and I sat down and different, you know, people had walked up and I sat there and I would yawn. I would yawn again, and I'd yawn again. And it's not that I was sleepy by any means, but I was so rested in that place because I was in the right place that it's just like I just yawned. It's hard to explain, but it's just from being rested and knowing, okay, I just spoke exactly what the Lord wanted me to speak. And there was a result of the word. There was a manifestation of the word, and you know, and God just moved. It was powerful, and you know, you learn. It's like you have to learn being in the new place, if you will. You learn to start living in that new room. It's like when you step into those new places, when you step into that new home, there are certain rooms that become your favorite rooms that you like to be in because there's a place of comfort, there's a place of ease, there's a place of peace, and you know what you know that you know, and then you like to invite people into those places and into those rooms, and so just know that if it's a new day, then you are going to be thinking differently. You're going to be speaking differently. It's a new day, and we are walking in new ways, and we're bearing more fruit. We're going to be judged by our fruit. And so in this process, you know, we're going through all these things that we're going through, and then nevertheless, we still have to be bearing fruit. And hopefully the distribution of fruit is becoming greater. We have more fruit that we are able to give out. And, you know, I love it. My husband and I, when we first moved out here to the country, you know, we planted all this Bermuda seed by hand, almost 2 acres. And oh, people, that's something. Do not do that. Buy the sods of grass and do it like that. But planting Bermuda seed by hand was probably one of the hardest things that we ever did. But nevertheless, we did it and had the most beautiful yard, and still do pretty much to this day. As long as we keep the weeds out, we just have this beautiful Bermuda grass. And but we planted gardens. We had gardens for a season. And, man, we would have to till in the garden. We would have to – that soil was so hard because it was actually black mud, black land. And that's even a little area out here. It's called black land. But just black mud, just so horrible. So we would have to till it. And then we would have to put what they call sandy loam. It's sand, but it's a particular kind of sand, and it was real expensive. One of the most you can buy, sandy loam, but it's because it's the best. And we would have to get that and put that down in the garden so that we could plant our plants and our fruit, excuse me, our vegetables. So when we did that, man, we had the best crop. I mean, we just had, it was amazing. The tomatoes, the peppers, you know, the corn, the cantaloupe, the watermelon. I mean, they were just so good and tasted so good. But one part where the land didn't get tilled and where we tried to plant, soil was not conducive to the seed. And usually the seed will dictate to the soil. But the ground was so hard that little patch that was in the area where it was just the black mud, where it was just the black land, it didn't hardly produce at all because it was just not the right type of soil. And so we have to remember always, as we're going from one place to another, as we're stepping from one season into the next season, that we are going to literally, the ground of our heart is going to be changing. And it has to keep on changing. This message will go away. It always has been and it always will be, because we're going from one realm to another, where we're taking care of who we are so that we can grow, so that we can continue to be more like Him. And the more we change and the more different things are in how we think and how we speak, the more miracles that we're going to see. Because as faith grows inside of you, when the Spirit of God moves and the wind of the Spirit blows upon you, because you've been willing to have those changes to take place in your life and to keep on taking place. And so I hope today, and I want to take any calls if you have a prayer request right now. If you have a question you want to ask, if you have a praise report you want to share, I want to give that to you right now. So going ahead, and if no one has a question, then has a prayer request, then we'll go ahead and end the program today. But just know how much you are loved and how much you're valued, and that you're just going to keep on from glory to glory, faith to faith. You're going to keep on growing, and your past has to stay in the past, because your future never is in your past, although your past is the intricate part of bringing you to where you are today. And God will keep taking you. He will not leave you where you are at. And what you are standing and believing Him for, He will do it. He will bring it to pass. And so this one thing, you know, there's several things I'm believing God for, but this one thing in particular that I've been sharing with you that I have just been waiting, like, for years, literally. And if I get to thinking about it too much, the enemy wants to pull me into the past and to bring me into a place of desperation and feeling as though I have no hope and feeling as though I'm totally helpless in the situation, because it is what it is and it's never going to change. But I've got news. If God gave you a word about that situation and that circumstance, if He gave you the will come to pass, it shall and it will. And so I love each and every one of you. Remember, if you're here in the Dallas-Fort Worth area, 6 p.m. this Saturday evening at Church of His Glory is going to be my dear friend and brother, Damon Stewart, who will be worshiping. He'll be ministering in worship and ministry, prophetic ministry, and it's just going to be a great time in the presence of the Lord. And I just love each and every one of you so dearly, and I'm so blessed that I get to teach you and encourage you and speak into your life every week. And so I love you. I'll not be having a program next week, as I will be out of pocket on July the 4th. But don't forget your independence, and celebrate that independence in Christ. And just know how much you are loved, and I'll be back with you on July the 11th. And I love you. I love y'all so much. And so I just speak to you that you are prospering, that you are moving forward, that God is going to use you mightily. He's going to feed you and continue to feed you as you hunger after Him, and He's going to fill you to overflowing as you are thirsty for Him. And so just know that He's beckoning you always to come, and just know that you're awesome and that God is so pleased with your obedience, and trust Him in the new place and let the new ways begin to manifest. Start talking differently, start speaking differently, but start acting differently. Let the change take place, and let people see and know the one that you love and the one that you serve. And so I love you. And yes, I cannot end the program without thank you so much. Those of you that have been sending in offerings, thank you so much. And I just speak multiplication of your seed and an increase in the fruits of righteousness, bread for your own food. And thank you so much for your obedience to the Lord, and for helping me to continue to get this word out, because, again, there are several people, other people that are listening in other countries, and whatever harvest I have, as you sow into this ministry, you reap the very same harvest. But also thank you for those of you who pray and pray for me and pray for this ministry. Although it's a little one, it is reaching many people, and it's reaching all over the world, literally. Okay, well, I love you. And go to the website, www.glory.org, and www.dove-ministries.com. Okay, until July the 11th, know how much you are loved, and go forth with a heart of thanksgiving and prayer, and let the glory of the Lord keep arising upon you, changing your countenance and drawing people to God. Okay, this is Apostle Nutt. If you need to contact me, you can go through Facebook, just to Diane Nutt, and Otherwise, you can call the church, 972-772-5544. Okay, I love you, and we'll be back with you in a couple of weeks. Okay.